ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः आत्माज्ञानमहानिद्रा जृम्भितेऽस्मिन् जगन्मये आत्माज्ञानमहानिद्रा जृम्भितेऽस्मिन् जगन्मये दीर्घस्वप्ने स्फुरन्त्येते स्वर्गमोक्षादिविभ्रमाः मोक्षादिविभ्रमाः सो वी सॉ दिस द मॉर्निंग दिस वर्स एनीवे सो द स्लीप विच वी हैव in day to day life, when every day there's a time we fall asleep, that sleep is also shakti, a sort of power. Why it's a power? It's unmanifest, because there is total ignorance. Sleep means there's total ignorance is sleep. That's why it's a shakti, vyashti shakti. We have maya, samashti shakti. Both these, nidra is maya only. Nidra is maya, but maya is not nidra. Why? Because nidra, the deep sleep state, implying total ignorance, is what? Fraction of total maya, total power. Therefore, you can say the power has another, generally, two other powers. One power alone is in the form of another two powers. That is, one is avarna shakti and vikshepa shakti. Avrunoti iti avaranam. Avrunoti means what? Vrunoti chooses. Avrunoti covers, veils. That's why the power is called avarana shakti. So in sleep, what can avarana shakti do? Once you fall asleep, the avarana shakti of sleep, nidra, veils that yourself, veils your nature. In the sense, you do not know you are a waker. In sleep, you do not know you are a waker. Why? Avarana Shakti veils. Isn't it? Veiled by Avarana Shakti, you do not know you are. That is because, why you do not know you are in sleep? Because Avarana Shakti veils you. Then, Vikshepa Shakti projects. Vikshepa Shakti, Vikshepa means throwing. Throwing vikshepa shakti, the power of throwing, manifesting, projecting, projects whatever is in subconscious, and then projects as a dream. Why specific dream comes on a specific day and specific objects I perceive? That is also experience of pain and pleasure. Again, this is also ordained by Abala Prarabdha. Abala Prarabdha ordains your dream. And then once you are in dream, you do not, the dream, you are there as yourself as a dream individual. The dream is very real for you. And until you wake up from sleep, as a dreamer, the dream is very real. Even if the teacher in dream tells you, this dream which you are dreaming now is not real, still it is not possible for you to accept that the dream is not real. In dream, there is a teacher. And who teaches you what your this dream is not real, it is not acceptable for you because the dream is so real. But dream being mithya becomes clear only when you wake up from sleep. From the standpoint of waker, you will recognize how the dream world being mithya. Why it is mithya? It has no independent existence outside of your mind, outside of you. The dream world does not have existence at all outside of the waker. Is it clear? It's all in the mind which is not outside of the vehicle. Where is the dream? It's outside the physical body, or outside your mind. Where is it? It's just the mind. And where is the mind? And outside of the vehicle. Okay, you know your mind. Therefore, in the whole, you can, as a waker, ID waker, I am the whole dream. You can say that. In the same way, there is also a Mahanidra, not ordinary Nidra, okay, which from which you can wake up very quickly. This Mahanidra is a very long sleep. Understand? And the Mahanidra also, it also has what now? This Mahanidra means yes. This ignorance of one's own self existence, which you do not have, which you do not know that you are, there is Mahanidra every time, isn't it? That is the not knowing what I am. Not knowing what I am is Mahanidra. Not knowing I am is Nidra. Okay? Not knowing I am. If I do not know I am, it is Nidra. If I do not know what I am, that is Mahanidra. Understand now what I'm saying? Not, self-ignorance means what? Not knowing that what I am is Mahanidra. And this Mahanidra, as long as it is there, and why it's called Mahanidra, because the great sleep, this sleep makes you experience the dream in the form of waking world, not just in only one life, isn't it? You are here, born, and in this world, and you do not know what you are, therefore, you isolate yourself from the world, and you see the world is as such different from you, and you look at yourself as an individual, and you have an identity with your own body, mind, and complex, and for you, all the divisions are real, differences are real, the world of duality is real for you, and here you go through these paths of opposite, which are also very real for you, and here, what is it which covers that who you are? What I am? I do not know what I am. Why do not know? Avarana Shakti of Mahanidra veils your Swarupam. So therefore you do not know what you are. You know you are, but you do not know what you are, which is Mahanidra. Got the difference now? What is Mahanidra? What is Nidra? I do not even know I am means it is Nidra. I know I am, but I do not know what I am is what? Mahanidra. Self-ignorance of one's own Swarupam being Brahma is what my Swarupam is. If I do not know, that is Mahanidra. Mahanidra also what now? Has Avarna Shakti, Vikshepa Shakti. And this Shakti veils what your Swarupam is. Why you do not know your Swarupam? Because Avarna Shakti veils who you are, what you are. And then what happens? This Vikshepa Shakti contributes for what? This manifestation of this universe, projects this universe. And in this universe, you see yourself as an individual, isolating yourself from this objective universe. And you see, do not know that the world you are experiencing is in your own mind, but it looks as though you're experiencing everything outside of the body. Body, world is as though outside of you. If the world is inside you, or outside you, isn't it? In fact, you can say the whole world is myself. You can say that later on. But now it looks as though the world is outside of you. This division is there. These differences are there. Mahanidra. And this dream does not end very quickly. It's a long dream. Why? One whole life you live. Okay, from the time of your birth until Paravada gets exhausted, you have a long dream. Again, it doesn't come to an end. Isn't it? You have some, in this dreaming, as you are falling asleep, again, you assume a new body, again you are born, again the dream continues. Isn't it? The dream continues. How long this dream? The dream in the form of waking universe continues to be there, life after life after life after life. Okay, every time you are born, again you have a dream. Every time you are born, again you have a long dream. Isn't it? Then again, you have a deep sleep state. From dream, you have a deep sleep. When, what is deep sleep state after this? When you leave the physical body, until you are born, you are in deep sleep state. Again, assuming a new body, when you are born, again you start dreaming. From sleep, you dream. From again, you fall asleep, you dream. Fall asleep, you dream, you do not wake up. As long as you do not wake up, waking up means what? Discovering what you are is waking up from sleep. But you are fast asleep and you dream. You fall asleep, fast asleep, you are fast asleep. Every time Parabdha gets exhausted, the jiva leaves physical body, and then until you are assuming another body, you are born, you are as though you are in deep sleep state. Again you start dreaming. Again you dream. And it's endless. This dream is an endless dream. This dream will come to an end only in some janma or the other, because of some punya, stumbling upon a teacher, being exposed to Vedanta teaching and seriously studying. Even then, if you get distracted, it's a problem. Without any distraction, able to understand, assimilate, and if you really have a clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision, I am abstract, formless, reality, consciousness, Brahma. In me, the world exists. The vision comes, then what happens? You have woken up from the sleep of ignorance. Then you see yourself as Brahma. From the standpoint of Brahma, when you see, then as a waker, how one can see the dream world being mithya. From the standpoint of Turiya Chaitanyam Atma, and this waking universe also being mithya will be very clear. Why mithya means what? In these verses, this 18th verse, the 419th verse, this Lakshmidhara Kavihi only establishes this objective universe is mithya. There's no objective universe, has no independent existence at all outside of me. As though it is there, it's as though there, it has no independent existence outside of I, the consciousness. Therefore, it is mithya. It's only just an appearance of manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear? That's what he's saying here. And that's why all this in this Dirgha Swapnam called waking universe, there's all these confusions seem to be there. Swargaha, Swargaha, Mokshaha, etc. are all there. Okay. Now we go to next verse. We saw next verse also. The 19th verse also. In 19th verse also, Lakshmidhara Kavi establishes the same fact. What is that? The whole world is Jada Ajada Vibhagaha Yam Ajade Mayi Kalpitaha Ajadaha Aham Ajadaha Ajade Mayi means what? Chaitanya Mayi. In me the consciousness, in me the consciousness, this entire inert, in the entire world of animate, inanimate beings enjoys existence, are projected. In me it is fabricated. Understand? This entire objective universe of living, non-living, animate, inanimate beings is just projected in me, the pure awareness. And how bitti bhage same chitre samam same chitre bitti same bitti bhage samam samaha bitti bhagaha means what? The even means, okay, even means this, the bitti bhaga is the same, there's no difference, the same bitti bhagaha. But in this, on this wall which is the same, which is even, what no? Charachara vibhagavat chitre. We see this, okay? The picture, the huge picture consisting of all beings, living and non-living, sentient, insentient beings, drawn beautifully. No, the presentation of beautiful artist, but still we understand this. Between the bit in the wall and the picture painted on the wall, there's no distance. The painted picture is completely inseparable from the Bhiti. We separated, but separated means the picture will disappear, not inseparable. Understand? So where is the whole picture, huge picture consisting of living, non-living things? Where is it? Only on the Bhiti, on the wall. Isn't it? So wall is the Adhara, Adhishtharam, support for this picture consisting of all these beings. Similarly here, Aham, I, the abstract formless consciousness existence, and the Adhara, Adhishtana, the support for this entity of this world of animate beings, which has no existence at all outside of me. This world which we are experiencing, the waking state, is as good as the picture painted on the wall. Understand? So what is the teaching? Jagat Mithya. Aham Satyam. Don't say Brahma Satyam. Aham Brahma Asmi. Brahma Satyam. Therefore Aham Satyam. Aham Satyam. Jagat Mithya. Instead of saying Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, what you should say? Aham Satyam. Aham Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. This Mithya Jagat is not outside of me. It's just in me. Okay? But for which you must have dragged I from Anatma body, mind, sense complex to abstract formless consciousness existence. Okay, these two verses we have seen. The 18th and the 19th Acharya only talks about Mithyatvam of the Jagat. Okay.
Chetyoparagarupami, Chetyoparagarupami, Sakshita Pinatatvigi, Chetyoparagarupami, Chetyoparagarupami, Chetyoparagarupami. Sakshita pinatatviki. Upalakshanameveyam nistarangachidambudhe chetyoparagarupame sakshita pinatatviki. Upalakshanameveyam nistarangachidam budhehe. Nistarangachidam budhehe. Nistarangachidam budhehe.
Okay. So he says, Sakshita. Sakshita means Sakshitvam. Sakshita is equal to Sakshitvam. Sakshi, Sakshitvam, Sakshita. What is the difference? Who is a Sakshi? Sakshi means witness. Okay. So Sakshi is a Nakaranta Pullingaha Sakshin Shabda. Pratama Vibhakto Sakshi iti Rupam. Isn't it? So, Sakshi means Sa Akshi. That's what Sakshi. Understand? Being a witness means what? Having something right in front of you is witness. That's it. I'm here that something is in front of me. I'm the witness. That's it. Sakshi. Right? Having something right in front of my eyes is what? Sakshi. The Sakshin. So witnessed is Sakshya. Sakshyam means that which is witnessed. Sakshi means the witness. And here, when Vedanta Shastram is taught, okay, in order to help us distinguish and arrive at exactly understand what is the essential nature of the individual. What is the essential nature of the individual? What is the Swarupam of I? See, the Shastram, Vedanta Shastram teaches us. Vedanta Shastram serves as a pramanam. And it has certain some prakriyas, methods of unfoldment. And Shastram says the absolute reality is abstract, subtlest reality. Okay, subtract. It is not an object. It cannot be objectified. It is not available for any pramanam. It cannot be perceived. It cannot be conceived. It cannot be described. But still reality has to be arrived at. And for which the prakriyas used are what? First prakriya used is drakdrishyaveka prakriya. Then avasthatraya prakriya. Using these prakriyas, the Shastram helps to distinguish the knower from the known. And later on, that knower is also described as experiencer. And then again, another, in order to arrive exactly what this knower is, who this experiencer is, to arrive at it, to help us arrive at what exactly the experiencer is, who exactly the experiencer is. Even though the term the experiencer is used, experiencer does not mean anything gross. Experience does not mean anything with the form. Experiencer definitely refers to something very, very abstract and formless. What is arrived at as a surum of the experiencer alone is the reality. This all pervasive absolute reality is available for recognition as one's own surupam, as a surum of the knower. Okay, the Shastram teaches, we understand all this in the class. Then when we distinguish like that, we say what now? The three states of experience are analyzed. That is how we understand the mind. There's something called antahkarnam. Antahkarnam is the mind. The mind is has to be understood in three terms of three states of experience. And these three states of mind are subject to change. That is how the mind is. That is the nature of the mind. That is the attribute of the mind. So that is how the mind functions. The function of mentation is in such a form, such a way that it constantly undergoes changes. And three states of experience are there. Each state of experience is possible because of the presence of the experiencer. If there is no experiencer at all, you cannot just talk about the experiencer. There is an experiencer. And that experiencer is not affected by the experience. The word experiencer is what? No, the witness. Okay? And the experiencer obtaining as the witness was distinct from the witnessed state of mind or witnessed objects of each state of experience is Atma. Understand? Witness is Atma. Witnessed is Anatma. Witnessed state of experience is Anatma. Witnessed objects in each state of mind is Mithya. The Anatma, the witness alone is Satyam. And that witness is Atma. What is that which is there like the witness, as the witness? Sakshi Rupena, Kahasti, who is there as the Sakshi? When there is, Sakshi is just a word. Sakshi refers to abstract, formless, inexplicably surpassed reality, which is of the nature of being conscious, the nature of awareness, is Sakshi. So Shastram teaches, uses the term Sakshi. Okay? Sakshi is Atma. What is Atma? Is there a Sakshi in each state of experience? Witness. But now he says, all these words are used only for us to understand what the reality is. Once you understood the reality, using this word, helping us arrive at reality as Sakshi, as knower, as experiencer, etc. afterwards, having arrived at the reality from the standpoint of reality, if you analyze, is this reality Sakshi? You arrive at the reality as Sakshi initially. After having arrived at the reality, then you have to ask what? Is this reality Sakshi? No. From the standpoint of reality, reality is not a witness. Reality is not the knower. Not the knower. So he says now, Sakshita. Sakshita means even having status of being a witness. Sakshita is equal to Sakshitvam. Sakshitvam means what? The status of being a witness. Even the status of being the witness, Sakshita also is what? Na Tatviki. Na Tatviki means what? It is not real. Even the status of being a witness is not real. The word witness is used by the Shastram only to help us arrive at what is that which is there like a witness. Once you arrive at the reality, from the standpoint of reality, you can say what? Reality is not even the witness. Even the status of being a witness, isn't it? Attributed to the reality really is not there. Na tatviki means what? It is not real. Means reality is not Sakshi. Who is the Sakshi? Of course, Sakshi is nothing but reality. But reality is not Sakshi. Who is the knower? The knower is reality, but reality is not the knower. Understand? Sakshita api na tatviki. Why? Chetyaru. Chetyoparagarupa. Chetyam, chetyam is what? Chitta sambandham chetyam. Anything pertaining to mind is what? Chetyam. Chitta means mind. Chetyam. Chetya uparagarupa tatviki na. See, this reality which is said to be Sakshi, which is said to have the status of being the witness, okay, from the standpoint of what? The mind. That's why, Chetya Uparaga Rupa. Chetya Uparaga Rupa means what? The witness status attributed to consciousness is only from the standpoint of the mind, which is said to be shining, which has close proximity with the consciousness. And Chetya Uparagarupa, which is in the form of the mind. Okay. Chetya Uparagarupa. Uparaga means dependence here. Chetya Uparaga Rupa. Okay. This Chetya Uparaga Rupa Tatviki Sakshita. The status of being the witness. That status is dependent on what? The close connection with the mind. Dependent upon the mind. Understand now? Chetya Uparaga Rupa in the form of the status of being with the witness in the form of the association with the mind. Okay. The witness status is possible only if it is associated with the mind. If mind is not there, what is reality? Consciousness. Consciousness is not the witness. Only from the standpoint of the mind, consciousness is looked upon as the witness. The standpoint of consciousness is not the witness. So, Chetya Uparaga, some word he used, okay? The association, the status of the witness in the form of association, connection, dependence upon the mind, pertaining to the mind. Is what? Chetya uparaga rupa sakshita api na tatviki. It is not real. Is it clear? Again, making it very clear. In the beginning, we understand witness, witness, witness consciousness, reality is distinct from the mind. Then the chakra's aim is to help you go beyond the mind, to become objective towards the mind, to see the reality as something which is distinct from the mind. Therefore, sakshi, 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 sastra uses. Once you arrive at the reality and you are very clearly seeing it is this abstract formless reality alone is here as the knower because of its nature, it knows. And it is here as the witness. Really speaking, there is no witness other than the consciousness. When you understand, then that consciousness, aham, the consciousness is Brahma, aham Brahmasmi, aham Brahmasmi, I am consciousness, I am consciousness, I am consciousness, you understand. And from the standpoint of consciousness, you can say what? Even Sakshita is also not there. The status of the witness attributed to this consciousness from the standpoint of the mind. Okay, the witness status in the form of association of the mind is dependent on the mind. The mind is not there, witness status is not possible. The witness status is dependent on the association with the mind. Is it clear now? That's what he says. Witness status is dependent on the association with the mind. The mind is not there. There's no witness status. The qualification, isn't it? Not even witness. Even that witness status also is not tatviki. Not anything real. He says, upalakshanameva iyam. Upalakshanameva iyam. Iyam means what? Iyam sakshita. Yam sakshita means the status of being the witness. Yam sakshita means what? This status of being, well, following. Very difficult for me to see if you're sitting with the phones and doing something, okay? Yam sakshita, this status of being the witness also is what? Nistaranga chidambudehe upalakshanameva bhavati. Okay, even the witness status also, okay, the upalakshanam eva. Upalakshanam eva, where he says, nistaranga chidambudehe. Chit means consciousness. Ambudhi means ocean. There's an ocean of consciousness. And the nistaranga means waveless ocean of consciousness. Or you can say what? No, the stillness of ocean of consciousness. Understand? There's a disturbance-free stillness, ocean of consciousness. Or ocean of stillness of consciousness. Better word, okay? Nistaranga chidambudhi means waveless ocean of consciousness. The waveless ocean of consciousness can be understood as what? Okay? Here, stillness of consciousness. Okay? Stillness of consciousness. The ocean of stillness of consciousness. Is it clear? How did the first say? Nistaranga chidambudhi. Nistaranga. Sataranga means with wave. Nistaranga without wave. So waveless. Ambudhi ocean. Chit consciousness. Nistaranga. Chit ambudhi. Nistaranga chidambudhi. Waveless ocean of consciousness. How can you say otherwise? Instead of saying waveless ocean of consciousness, you can say ocean of stillness of consciousness. And what is in the ocean of stillness of consciousness? He says what? Upalakshanam eva. This is only an assumption. Okay? Assumption is just only, it's looking at it. It's only assumption. It's assumed to be the witness. Yam sakshita, the status of being the witness also is simply assumed. Okay? Simply assumed in this ocean of stillness of consciousness. Understand? So absolutely what is undisturbable, undisturbable, abstract, formless, stillness of, okay, the ocean of stillness of consciousness. Got it now? That's what one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. This is what is Satyam. Here, but you see this world of this mind-boggling, inexplicably vast world of countless number of forms, names and functions, including time and space, isn't it? You see this material objective universe. And this material objective universe, again, what? Is material or is matter, which is the convertible matter. The world, which is within the, in the world of objects, exists in this consciousness. How does this world look then? In this ocean of stillness of consciousness, the whole jagat is what now? Okay? It's only seeming motion, seeming disturbance. This entire world of material objects is actually seeming disturbance in this ocean of stillness of consciousness. Seeming disturbance in the ocean of stillness of consciousness. There's no real disturbance. As you can say, it's a seeming motion, the motionless ocean of consciousness. There's no real ocean, real universe. Therefore, even the status, any status attributed to the Atma as knower, experiencer, witness, this is all only, is only an assumption in this disturbance-free, waveless ocean of stillness of consciousness. The whole universe is a seeming disturbance in the stillness of ocean of consciousness. What does it mean now? So where are you? Just tell me. Where am I? What am I? Who is an individual here? If you look at yourself, the stand part of the whole cosmos, you can just see what is, can be seen as two different factors, as absolutely real, abstract, formless consciousness existence, and it is ever of the nature of limitlessness. And you see what now? This countless number of forms, material, inert material forms, names and functions, okay, which constitute the whole and which is as good as non-existent. It is never countless second thing, suggests the Nitya. It has no existence at all outside of this awareness. Your understanding, this is what is the fact, absolute, abstract fact about what is. What is can be reduced to this, and even this two, of this two also, reduce two into one, as what? One as Satyam, one as Mithya. This, I has no meaning here. Understand? I has no meaning means what? It's just a manifestation which comes and goes, isn't it? If at all you want to see something I, it has to be resolved in awareness. You can just say, what is only this Brahma. The Jagat, Aham, Ishvara, all these are used in the beginning only for the purpose of understanding. Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Swarupa, Aikya, Jnanam. Absolutely, what is only one. Three different names, qualifications, titles attributed to the only secondless non-dual reality. As the Swarupa of individual, the same reality is known as Jiva. The same reality is looked upon as Ishvara from the standpoint of the totality. And apart from this awareness, the objective universe is what? Is nothing but manifestation of the same consciousness. There is no Jagat also. Understand? This is what is said here. What?
The first one?
Pardon?
The May, the first one.
May means my. Mama. See, May means mama, the witness status. My witness status. Understand? See, when Shastam is taught, what are you said? You are the witness. You are the witness. Okay. Now, after understanding, how should you say? And then, the witness status attributed to I, the consciousness, is also what? I am consciousness. The witness status attributed to consciousness, that's also not really there from the standpoint of the consciousness. It's all initially, they're all used to help you to arrive at it. Isn't it? And witness status also is possible only which is associated with the mind. When it is something in the form of association with the mind, and which is the status is dependent upon the association with the mind. That's why Chetya Uparagarupa Sakshita. Chetya Uparagarupa Sakshita means the witness status which is dependent on the association with the mind, which is also not real. Chetya Uparagarupa Sakshita Api Na Tatviki Asti Yam Sakshita Nistaranga Chidambudehe Upalakshanam Yeva. It assumed to be there, that's all. Okay. No. See, sometimes Upalakshana means something is given as a clue. For example, when we recite, sing in praise of Bhagavan, okay, and we have 108 names we take, we say we are glorifying Bhagavan with 108 names. Krishna, Namaha, Keshava, we say that. And sometimes 1008 times names we take. And sometimes we do 1,08,000 names we use. Sometimes 1,08,000 use. Depending upon number. But even though how many of our numbers, how much ever you take, here Bhagavan, every object here is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not any object. Everything here is Ishvara. So if every object is Bhagavan, every name is, every word denoting every form is name of Bhagavan. Isn't it? So Bhagavan is Anantanama. Anantanama means what? Bhagavan is, everything is Ishvara. Every form is Ishvara. Therefore, every word denoting every form is also Ishvara's name only. But Bhagavan, the standpoint of the world of objects, you can say Ishvara being the whole. Bhagavan is the one who is of the countless number of names. Anantanama. Isn't it? Even though Bhagavan is Anantanama, but what do we do? We cannot, it is not possible for us to, glorify Bhagavan, reciting all names impossible. So we only collect what? 108 names, 1008 names, the Upalakshanam. 108 names, okay, is an Upalakshanam for countless number of names. Understand? It means this stands for that. Okay, 1008 we say, Sahasranam Archana we do. Only 1008 Bhagavan has? Does Bhagavan have only 1008 names? Too small number. Upalakshan for the countlessness. And then in Purusha Suktam we say, Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha. Bhagavan has 1000 heads. Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. He has, Sahasra, 1000 eyes, 1000 feet, 1000 foot. What do you mean? Only 1000? 1000 is a big number. We have only two, okay? So, with two eyes. Bhagavan has 1000 eyes, 1000 heads means 1000 is an Upalakshanam for innumerability, countlessness. All heads are Bhagavan. To say that, 1000 is an Upalakshanam, assumption. Understand? Got it now? Is it clear now?
Right.
Yeah. Is it clear? Upalakshanam, understand now? 1000 is an Upalakshanam for countlessness. It's an assumption for countlessness. Okay. So here also, this Sakshita, the status of being the witness is only what? Upalakshanam. Okay. It's only assumption. It's assumed to be there. Where? In this, who is the witness? There's only one indivisible, undivided, partless, whole, okay, ocean of stillness of consciousness. And this whole jagat is what? Seeming disturbance. Okay? Seeming motion in emotionless consciousness. Okay. The next verse, 21st verse. Amrutam dhernami jirnam. Jirnihi. Amrutam dhernami jirnihi. Amrutabdhernami jirnihi. Amrutabdhernami jirnihi. Amrutabdhernami jirnihi. Vrishadindira janmabhihi. Vrishadindira janmabhihi. Amrutabdhernami jirnihi. Amrutabdhernami jirnihi. Vrishadindira janmabhihi. Vrishadindira janmabhihi. Sometimes, I know all this. I have understood all this. I have been studying lots of books, lots of things. I know. I don't need to pay attention to this. So I can do what I want to do. Such an attitude is not at all right. It's not good. Amruta dherna me jirnihi. Amruta dherna me jirnihi. Vrisha dindira janmabhi. Vrisha dindira janmabhi. Spatika drerna me ragaha. Swapna Sandhya Bravibramaihi. Swapna Sandhya Bravibramaihi. Swapna Sandhya Bravibramaihi. Swapna Sandhya Bravibramaihi. Amruta Dherna Me Jirnihi. Dherna Me Jirnihi. Amrutap dherna me jirnihi. Dherna me jirnihi. Mrisha dindira janmabhihi. Mrisha dindira janmabhihi. Spatika dherna me ragah.
Spatika dherna me ragah.
Swapna Sandhya Bravibramaihi. Swapna Sandhya Bravibramaihi.
Swapna Bravibramaihi.
That's a nice verse. See here, Arthur already assumes that we have clear, doubtfully ascertained vision of reality being our own Swarupam. So in spite of experiencing the world of duality, in spite of perceiving, accepting the world of perception of duality, and we have what? The clear vision of the non-duality of the reality. And we're seeing how in this one indivisible non-dual reality, this world of plurality seems to be there. Seemingly there. Isn't it? So that's what he says here. He says, Amrita Abdihi. Please make a note first. Amrita Abdihi. Abdihi means ocean. I already told you, Ap means water. Abdihi. Abdihi means what? Reservoir of water. Therefore, ocean. Abdihi means ocean. And here, not ordinary ocean, Amrita Abdihi. Amrita Abdihi. Amrita Abdihi means ocean of nectar. Ocean of nectar means what? Ocean of the reality which is of nature of immortality. So being immortal means not being subject to destruction. Not being subject to destruction means not subject to any form of changes. Absolutely being free from changes. Changelessness is being indestructible. And being indestructible is what? Being free from mortality, immortality. Understood now? Earlier we understood what is death? What is birth? Do you remember the definition? Isn't it? Okay. Therefore, Amrita, immortality. And who am I now? Who am I? Now you see, just having resolved the essence in the pure awareness, if I am, I know I am, and the I who am, this abstract, formless, subtlest reality who am of the nature of pure consciousness. And definitely, it's very clearly seen from the standpoint of consciousness, there's no division. Even the space which exists in consciousness is indivisible. Of all the elements, the elementals, the subtlest is this space. The space is absolutely all, space is all pervasive, all accommodative of everything. The space itself is what? Space itself is indivisible, undivided, partless whole. And consciousness, okay, which is accommodative of all pervasive space, is definitely what? Absolutely indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Is it clear now? Do you see that? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's an order. Okay. Here it is not for learning. Now you already understood. This Acharya assumes that you already have the vision. Yes, but so what should we say now? I already dissolved I sense in awareness. The jagat has been dissolved in awareness. Ishwara status has been dissolved in awareness. All that is, there is one, what no, ocean of stillness of awareness, consciousness. In that ocean of stillness of consciousness, the whole world is what no, seeming disturbance. That's all. Isn't it? Therefore, who am I now? When you say, somewhere you have to say now, so aham, ocean of immortality, ocean of changeless consciousness. Amritabdhi means I am ocean of changeless reality consciousness. Understand? I'm ocean of immortal consciousness. Therefore, Amritabdhi me, now positive case, for me, the ocean of immortal consciousness or changeless consciousness me na jirnihi. Na jirnihi. See, jirnihi is a noun. Okay. Jirna means what? Jirna means lost, isn't it? Digested, worn out. Jirnihi means there is no destruction. There's no destruction, there's no loss. Jirnihi na. Amritabdehi me na jirnihi. There is no such a thing, okay? Na jirnihi. There is no destruction or loss whatsoever for me who am the ocean of changeless consciousness, immortal consciousness. There's no loss. Why? He says, Mrisha Dindira Janmabihi. Dindira. Why should you say Taranga or easy word? No? It's called difficult words to say. See, Balakaha Keelalam Pibati. Dimbakaha. Dimbakaha Keelalam Pibati. Why difficult words? Balakaha Jalam Pibati. Isn't it? Balakaha Jalam Pibati means easy sentence. Boy drinks water. Instead of Balakaha, Dimbakaha. Keelalam Pibati means what? Same meaning. Like that. Using difficult words. Dindira, dindira means tarangaha. Dindira is another word for taranga. You're learning a new word, okay? Dindiraha means what? Tarangaha. No. Dindira janmabihi. By the births or the origination of waves. Janma means origination, isn't it? By the origination of countless number of waves. And which waves? Mrisha. Mrisha means what? Which are not real. Okay. Mrisha means non-real. By the origination of, okay, by the origination of seemingly real, by the origination of seemingly real as the waves, there is no loss, there is no disturbance, nothing happens for me who am the ocean of immortal, changeless awareness. Okay. Just because waves keep on rising in the ocean, is any loss for the water? See, rising, origination of waves, let us understand a simple one. Origination of waves does not cause any loss for the water. Waves come into, or originate from the water, exist in water, resolve in water. So origination or existence, resolution, are these waves real? No, the seemingly real as though real mithya waves, the origination of waves, which have no independent existence at all. Therefore, there's mithya. This origination of as though real mithya waves and then the existence of the waves, dissolution of the waves, does not cause any loss for the water. Does it cause any water loss? No. In the same way, here I am a huge, this limitless ocean of changeless consciousness, immortal consciousness. Amritabdhihi, aham amritabdhihi. I am ocean of immortal, changeless consciousness. Therefore, for me, there is no loss. No, I mean, na jeri. By what? There seems to be world. So, janma bihi, by the births, I mean, so originations, by the births are the originations of countless number of, okay, mithya wave-like beings. Understand now? So, mrisha dindira janma bihi, Visha Nindira Janma Bihi Me Jirnihi Nasti. How do you say? Mrisha Mindir, sorry, Mrisha Dindira Janma Bihi Amritabdehe Me Jirnihi Nasti. This is the person. Have you got it now? Have you got it? Yeah. This is a sentence. Okay. Mrisha Dindira Janma Bihi Amritabdehe Me Jirnihi Nasti. So Mithya Tarangodbhavaihi Ke Satyam Satyasya Amritabdehe Mama Nashahava Jirnihiva Nasti. Nothing. See, the world is there. The world of countless number of beings is there. We're experiencing. So this world is constantly beings come into existence. Beings are existent. Beings resolve. And then some are born, some die, some exist. This is happening in this world. All this is happening where? Only in the ocean of awareness. Understand? Only in awareness these are all happening. Gross forms, subtle forms, the functions, so many, countless number of forms and names keep on originating, existing and resolving is happening, but all are mithya. So therefore, by the originations or the births of this countless number of mithya waves like beings, there is no loss for me, the ocean of changeless consciousness. Right. Now, it means there seems to be constantly new things come into existence and they're existing, they're resolving. What is happening in the world cannot cause any loss for this ocean of consciousness. Nothing to do with isn't it? See, whatever happens in this light. This happens in the light does not cause any loss for the light. Got it now? People come, people sit, people study, people go, new set of people come. In the presence of light, so many things are happening. But whatever is happening here, that does not cause any loss for the, there's no loss for the light. That is completely untainted. The same way he says, Mrisha Dindira, now can say Mrisha Dindira Janma Bihi Amritabdehe Me Jirnihi Nasti. It means there's no loss. Consciousness does not become reduced, does not increase, does not expand. No change is possible, isn't it? Whatever consciousness is always there, changelessly. Doesn't increase, doesn't it become reduced? It's always there. Okay. Now he says one more example he gives. Spatikadrehe me. Spatikadrehe name ragaha. Swapna sandhyabhra vibhramehi. Okay. Now he says the whole world is what now is objective universe. Okay. This life, the objective universe explains the waking state is what now? Like a dream. Because swapna sadrusham is swapna. And here, no. Abhra means abhram, means the cloud. Sandhya abhra means the clouds seen in the evenings. Sandhya abhram, not it, morning abhram. Morning abhram, okay, the daytime cloud will pour out as in the form of rains. Then sandhya abhram means will remain, the evening cloud. So sandhya abhram means evening cloud. And vibhrama, the evening cloud is like what? The confusion, isn't it? Vibhramaha. Brahmaha, vibhramaha means confusion. Therefore, sandhyabhra vibhramehi, okay, sandhyabhra vibhramehi, the evening clouds are, confusions are likened to evening clouds. Okay, sandhyabhra vibhramaha means what? Evening clouds of confusion. Our so-called confusions are here in this world. All those confusions are clouding our mind. All those confusions are like what now? Evening clouds. Okay. So, sandhya brahmehi, and which are like what? All these evening cloud of confusions. The confusions which are like the evening clouds. They're also what now? They're not real. Okay. Swapna. Swapna sandhya vibhramehi. This evening cloud of confusions which are like what? The dream. Which are like the dream. All these confusions we have now, they are like what now? Like the evening clouds. Okay. And these evening cloud of confusions are not real. All these confusions we experience in the waking state, are they real? They are like what? Dream only. Dream like. All our confusions, which are the evening cloud-like confusions, are like the dream objects. They are not real confusion. Like the dream objects. Confusions seem to be very real for us. That's why we get burdened, isn't it? Really speaking, whatever confusions we have, all these confusions, which are like the evening clouds, they're all mithya. They're not real. They are like a dream only. That's why this evening cloud of confusions, which are like, okay, the dream, like the dream, by all of them, spatikadrehe me na ragaha. Spatikadrehe me na ragaha. Who am I? I am like a mountain of crystal. Aham spatikadrihi. Spatikam means crystal. Adrihi means mountain. Aham spatikadrihi. I am abstract, formless, pure consciousness existence. Who am like crystal. Clear. Crystal, I'm a mountain of clear crystal. Okay, I am abstract, formless, pure consciousness existence. I am like the mountain of crystal. And this mountain of crystal, even though evening clouds are dark clouds, are listen, the evening dark clouds of confusion, which are like a dream only, still by them. Suppose the dream clouds come. The clouds come on the top of the mountain. Immediately what should happen? The crystal should become, the color should change. But whatever dark clouds come in the evening clouds, there confusion of clouds come, they do not really touch or taint, affect the crystal-like mountain, crystal mountain. The crystal mountain does not get colored, doesn't become, the change, this clarity of crystal mountain does not become affected. Isn't it? It means the color of the dark color of the clouds, really, even if there's real crystal mountain, if you see the dark evening clouds, okay, and the evening clouds actually cannot change the clarity of the, they don't bring out any change in the part of the crystal mountain. Crystal mountain remains as clear crystal mountain, untainted by, untouched by the dark clouds which are flowing on it. It is easy, not the transference does not, the color of the clouds does not become transferred to the crystal. Crystal is not at all tainted, touched by those dark clouds. Really, okay? What does it mean? Because the crystal is, even though there's no distance between the dark clouds which are going on the crystal mountain is not tainted by it. Crystal mountain remains as clear crystal mountain without being afflicted by the color of the darkness, the dark clouds. In the same way, he says, "But I am Spatikadrihi. I am the mountain of, I am pure consciousness existence. I am like the mountain of the crystal mountain. And all these confusions are, the mental confusions are like what? Confusions are like the evening, dark evening clouds. Okay? Again, dream clouds. And they cannot really taint, a touch, afflict me who am the crystal mountain. Is it clear? See, Upadhi Dharmas cannot do any harm to the Upahitam Chaitanyam. I have to make it very clear. So when we talk about the Upadhis, okay, we say the crystal is there, the crystal container is there, and whatever you put the colorful things inside the crystal container, what happens? The crystal container looks colorful. But even though it looks colorful, really speaking, it has not become colorful. Looks colorful, has not become colorful. It looks as though it has become colorful. Which means the colorful stuff which is inside the crystal container seem to have transferred the colors to the crystal container. There's no real transference, isn't it? It is a false transference, as though it has transferred. So that's why the crystal container looks colorful. It's called what? Upadhi. Isn't it? So Upadhi is that which transfers its attributes to the nearest thing. Not really, as though. Upadhi is that which transfers, falsely transfers its attributes to something which is nearest. So this crystal is like what? The crystal is like, is the not Upadhi, whereas anything which is kept close to the crystal is the Upadhi. Now here we say the body is an Upadhi, mind is an Upadhi, Buddhi is an Upadhi. So Upadhi is one. Upadhi is what? Chaitanyam. Specifically Buddhi. In Buddhi what we have? Confusions, isn't it? All these confusions are Upadhi Dharmas. The confusions of Upadhi, the Buddhi Dharmas, is it? The confusions in the mind, the Upadhi Dharmas, are like what? Dark evening clouds. That too, dream, they are like the dream. They are like the dream. The dark, the confusions which are like the dark evening clouds are actually are like the dream or the experience only, and they cannot do, isn't it? They cannot do any harm, they cannot touch, they cannot taint, they cannot change the nature of the crystal mountain. They cannot come. No, crystal mountain of what? Consciousness. I am crystal mountain of consciousness, unafflicted, untainted, untouched by the dark, dream-like, dark evening clouds of confusions. Understand? Spatikadrehe mama. Spatikadrehima. So here, abstract, formless consciousness existence is like what now? Spatikadrihi, a crystal mountain. And all the conclusions, the buddhi, the attributes of the buddhi dharmas, dharmas of the mind, okay? They're all like what here now? Dark evening clouds, okay? And which are also like what? Dream, they're not real. As though real, dark clouds. And what can they do? The clouds really keep moving on the mountain. Because where can they hear these, even this all confusions of the mind, they do keep, they around, they go around where? Only in this crystal mountain, above, on the top of the crystal mountain. Only in this awareness. Is it clear? So, they do not, just as the crystal mountain does not become colored, does not become touched or tainted by the color of these clouds, so also, I who am the pure consciousness existence, not at all disturbed, tainted, touched by the mental confusions, which are like the dark clouds. Is it clear? So what he says is, this knowledge does not change anything what is there. Once you have Atmajnanam, Brahmajnanam, if you understand absolutely what is pure consciousness existence, which is ever of the nature of limitlessness. Apart from that, whatever is non-countable, mithya, material world of objects, which cannot be prevented from undergoing changes, which is inclusive of this body also. This is the fact. So here, whatever it is, it has no existence outside of this consciousness, and this consciousness is absolutely untainted by, okay, this, anything which is, any attributes of the material forms, names and functions, including your intellect, including your mind. Is it clear? Unafflictedness is the nature of the consciousness. The unafflictedness, untaintedness of the consciousness, you must understand. Whatever is higher in this world that cannot afflict, touch, taint, disturb consciousness at all. Why it cannot? Because that is how. That's the nature of consciousness. Understand? Because this is not real. This seemingly, this whatever is apart from consciousness is not real. It is not a parallel reality. It is a seemingly real, as though real. It's a mithya. How can mithya thing can't cause any problem for satyam, chaitanyam? Got it now, what I'm saying? That's what is repeatedly said here. See, this one beautiful sentence. Dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. Fear is only because of seeing the second thing. The phenomenon called fear, anxiety, is possible only in a perception. There's a second thing which is real. Vedanta Shastra does not deny the existence of a second thing. Okay? But what does it say? There's no real second thing. that which is there and like a second thing, as though second thing, is not a second thing. It is not accountable. It is just, understand why? There's no independent existence at all. So what is only absolute reality. Whatever is other than absolute reality is manifestation of the same reality, because what is other than reality is non-countable material form. Isn't it? Non-countable. There's no independent existence at all. Therefore, that's why it is said to be mithya. The mithya, as though real, seemingly real, anything, okay, world of plurality, duality, cannot do any harm to Satyam Brahman. This is what is the fact. Now we talk about death, we talk about birth, we talk about confusions, we talk about fear, we talk about anxiety, we talk so much. What all the problems are there in the mind? Desires, strong likes and dislikes, anger, hatred, fear, anxiety, confusion. Should I do that? Should I do this? Should I not do this? What should I do? How shall I do? How are you going to do? All confusions, isn't it? So all these things are there. Even they seem to be very, very, because when you're disturbed by the, your mind becomes burdened. Okay? The disturbed mind is a burdened, heavy mind. And it seems to be very, very real. Isn't it? But really speaking, it's all this seem to be real only because you pay attention, because you take it as real. The whole Shastram teaches this is not real. This is as though, because you don't know what is real. Turn your attention from what is not real. Place your attention what is real. Understand what is real. Ascertain what is real. From the standpoint of what is real, you claim yours. With what is real as yourself, from the standpoint of what is real, you see, okay, what seems to be affecting you, afflicting you, is really not there. There's no second thing at all. The problem is, we look at this, the world, and anything, everything affects you as a second thing, other than me. Okay, we have very, what is important thing? There is no second thing other than the Atma, other than the reality, for the reality to be affected. If I place the I sense, the reality, the affectedness by second thing is not possible, there is no second thing. So now this Atmyani, after speaks, says what? Aham Amrutabdihi, I am ocean of immortal consciousness. For me, okay, no jinihi. There's no loss. By what? No loss can happen. What now? Mrisha dindira janmabihi. So, as ocean of immortal consciousness, I cannot stop the, I can prevent, I don't need to prevent what? This constantly, naturally, effortlessly rising countless number of waves, which are not real. Understand? That's why Mrisha. Mrisha Dindira Janma. See, there's something that is the nature of. There's the nature of power, isn't it? Because of what now? Constantly, continuously, there is the seemingly real, false, as though real waves are originating and coming, existing and going. This coming, existing and going away of the waves in no way does any harm cause any loss for this ocean of, is it? The ocean of water. In the same way, this ocean of consciousness, the wave-like, isn't it? The mithya wave-like, this originations of beings also, doesn't cause any harm, doesn't cause any loss. And I am a mountain of crystal. I'm like a crystal mountain. For me, the crystal mountain also, the confusions in the form of the evening dark clouds, okay, which also are not real, it cannot bring out any change on my part. Okay, my nature of fullness of happiness, my nature of limitlessness, my nature of infinitude, my nature of consciousness existence cannot be touched, cannot be changed by anything which enjoys existence in me. Is it clear now? It's a beautiful, do you see? It's a very beautiful thing. You have to shift and see yourself as what reality, and from the standpoint of reality, you are free, nothing can come to you, nothing can come to you, nothing can come to you. Birth cannot come, death cannot come, change cannot come. Okay? It seems to be there. Yes, body was born with it. You were with the identity, the problems were there. Now you shift identity from this to that, from the standpoint of the reality, there's nothing is there for you. If the perspective change happens, you can say what? Me. You can say aham spatikadrihi spatikadrehe me swapna sandhya abhra vibhramaihi na ragaha. No color happens on my part. I'm ever clear crystal mountain like consciousness existence. So what is the author saying in this 21st verse? Unafflictedness, untaintedness, okay? Being the nature of abstract consciousness. What is here is only pure awareness existence. And whatever seems to be there, whatever seems to be there, colorful, plural, multiple, maybe objective, countless, mind-boggling, it's just mithya. It is as to. Understand now? Why it is as to? You must understand.
Varupameva me sattvam.
So first, let me tell you, 18, so 18, 19, two verses he established Mithyatvam of Jagat, and in 20 and 21, in these two verses, he discussed the untaintedness, unafflictedness, being the nature of the Atma. Now, here we are going to see 22nd, 23rd, 24th. In all these three verses, he is going to reinforce the same teaching in terms of the nature of the reality. What is the nature of the reality? Reality is the only truth of the entirety of the universe. And the nature of the truth of the universe, essential nature of the reality of the universe is what? Essential nature of one's own self, because the all pervasive only reality, being the truth of every individual also. Okay? We have to understand the nature of reality as one's own nature. But we arrive at the reality in terms of the nature of one's own soul, one's own self. And here in the three verses, he discusses the nature of the reality. Why? Reality is abstract, reality is formless, reality is subtlest, so indescribable, isn't it? Inexplicable and imperceptible, it cannot describe with words. And such reality, how it has to be understood only in terms of its nature. What is the nature of the reality? It is discussed in these following three verses. And we arrive at reality in terms of its nature of pure consciousness, existence, which is ever of the nature of limitlessness. Isn't it? The consciousness, existence, limitlessness. Consciousness, chit, chaitanyam, existence, sat, and limitlessness, anantam, or anandaha. Satyam, jnanam, anantam, or sat, chit, anandaha. Okay. What is chit? Swarupam of reality. What is sat? Swarupam of reality. What is anantam? What is anandaha? Swarupam of reality. And what is reality? That which is of nature of sat, chit, sat, anandaha. Got it? This is how you have to answer. This is how you have to answer. Give the answer. So now he says, and in this 22nd verse, pure existence being the nature of reality is discussed in this 22nd verse. And for the word he uses in the place of sat, he uses the word sattvam. Usually he says sat or satyam. He uses the word sattvam. Okay. Swarupameva me sattvam, swarupameva me sattvam, natu dharmon, natu dharmona bhas dvavat, natu dharmona bhas dvavat, swarupameva me sattvam, swarupameva me sattvam. I enjoy my class. Do you all enjoy my class? Huh?
Yes, yes, yes.
If you don't enjoy, what can I do? I can drink only water. The whole of my life, I never drank anything in my class. Even in my puja. How many hours I sit for hours? I never drink. Today I'm drinking, I don't know why. Hmm? Yes, Ravi? I'm not, but my tongue. So, okay. Swarupameva me sattvam, swarupameva me sattvam, natu dharmo na bhastvavat, swarupameva me sattvam, swarupameva me sattvam, natu dharmo na bhastvavat. Tvavate, tu dharmona bhastvavate, madanyasya sato bhavat, yasya sato bhavat, nahi sajjati rishyate,
nahi sajjati rishyate.
Swarupameva me sattvam, natu dharmo na bhastvavat. Natu dharmo na bhastvavat. Madanyasya sato bhavat. Madanyasya sato bhavant. Nahi sajjati rishyate. Nahi sajjati rishyate. See, nabhastvam, say nabhastvam. Nabhas means space. Nabhastvam means what? having the status of the space, being the space. Navastvam. Okay, just spaceness. Okay, being space. So the status only being a space, the status of being a space is there only for what? Just for the space. Nothing else. Other than the element called the space, anything else in this world cannot have the status of being this space. Space means what? That which space is that which accommodates. What is space? Space is that which accommodates. Okay. Other than this element called the space, there's nothing in this world which has the status of being pervasive and accommodative of everything else. From the standpoint of the world, material world of things, the only one thing which is all pervasive, within the realm of the material world of objects, what is it which is all pervasive? Space. All pervasive space, reality, all pervasive, the element called a space is said to be space because it's all pervasive, therefore it's all accommodative. All rest of the elements and the elementals exist where? In the space. Space alone has the status of being the all accommodative, all pervasive space. Understand? No other element. Can you say any other element has that? No, only space. Space is the, so space is in the form of, isn't it? The locus of everything that is here. Where does air exist? In space. Where does earth exist? In space. So we have to say all elements and elementals exist only in accommodated in space. That's why the status of being all accommodative, all pervasive is what only space has. Similarly, and then here it is not an attribute also. It is the nature of the space. The same way, swarupameva me sattvam. What is the essential nature of me? Me swarupam kim. What is my swarupam? What is my essential nature? In what form do I obtain? Understand? What form do I obtain? See, when you negate, in using this knower known prakriya, you negate everything known as anatma, anatma. Okay? Even ahankara gets negated as anatma. What cannot be negated? Abadhitam is satyam. Understand? What is satyam? Trikala abadhitam satyam. Truth is that which is not negated any period of time. Isn't it? And that which is not negatable as an object is satyam. You see, when you, then everything is negated here as anatma. Body is known, mind is known, sense organs are known, including ahankar, even the knowledge of self, existence becomes negated as aham, anatma. What cannot be negated as an object of knowledge is what? Only the subject. The subject is what? The knower. The knower of the mind. Knower of, okay, knower of the knowledge of the self-existence. Knower of I am, and the knower of the ignorance of the self-existence. Knower of the ignorance of self-existence is distinct. That knower, I am that knower. You ask, who am I the knower? You will see, you have to stumble upon only abstract, formless reality. And what is that nature? Okay, so I, the knower, am ever of the nature of pure existence. So he says what? Swarupam eva me sattvam. Sattvam eva me swarupam. My essential nature is only pure existence. How can you say my pure existence? Because, isn't it? Without the knower, there cannot be the known, isn't it? The knower is consciousness. The knower consciousness alone, okay, is in the form of existence of everything known. The knower consciousness, the subject of knowledge alone, is in the form of, okay, the existence enjoyed by every object. Every object also is the knower only. The knower consciousness is in the form of existence of the known object, means object also is the subject. Got it now? Subject and object are not two. Subject and object are not two. The knower consciousness is in the form of existence of the known. Is it? If the known is known, the object is known, the existence enjoyed by the object also is known. Therefore, is it clear now? What is the object then? Subject, isn't it? Therefore, we don't understand now. Every object enjoys existence. Everything known enjoys existence. That existence enjoyed by every object is nothing but consciousness. Nothing but consciousness. It is like the illumining light. The illuminator light is in the form of existence of every illumined object thing. Every illumined object thing enjoys, okay, existence. The existence enjoyed by every illumined object thing is what? The light. In the same way here, it is this knower consciousness is in the form of the existence enjoyed by every object. Object is known, an object is known, existence enjoyed by the object also is known. Therefore what? Object is subject. Subject is not the object is subject. Is it clear now? They are not two. Therefore, what it is said? Existence, swarupam. So, sattvam, swarupam eva me sattvam. Me sattvam is what? Me swarupam is sattvam. My nature is what? What is my nature? Pure existence. Pure existence. But my pure existence is when it's associated with any form and name, is it? It is qualified existence. Without the object, pure existence. Is it clear? The pure existence is a swarupma of I. The pure consciousness is pure existence. The pure consciousness, where it is associated with the name and form, it is qualifying knowledge. It's a manifest knowledge. And the same, when the same existence, pure existence, associated with the name and form is what? Qualifying existence. Understand now? Manifest existence. With form and name, manifest existence. With the thought, manifest knowledge. Without the thought, pure knowledge. Without the object, pure existence. They're one and the same. Is it clear now? Existence. If you want to know the meaning of the word existence, you cannot take any of the objects here. Understand it? If every object that is object is known is only what? An object which shines in the light of consciousness. Therefore, which enjoys existence. Understand? If it doesn't shine light of consciousness, it cannot enjoy existence. Every object enjoys existence because it shines in the light of awareness. Therefore, awareness alone is in the form of existence of every object, and existence with an object is existence enjoyed by an object is what? Manifest existence. Savisesha satta, sopadika satta. Existence minus object is what? Pure existence. And what is pure existence? Pure consciousness. Understand? What is my nature? Existence means nature of the reality. I am reality and I am ever of the nature of existence. My essential nature is what? Existence. So if you really cognitively distinguish I sense, and if you resolve the I sense in pure consciousness, you have to say, I, the consciousness, am ever of the nature of pure existence. I have to say that. So, swarupameva, sattvameva me swarupam, sattvameva me swarupam. I am essentially of the nature of pure existence. Got it? Okay. Then, natu dharmaha. So existence is not an attribute. Why it's not an attribute? Attribute is subject to change. Attribute is, okay, any attribute is subject to change. Attribute belongs to only anatma. Only anatma has attributes. Matter has attributes. Material forms can have attributes. Inert material forms, objects can have attributes. Because attributes are subject to change. Understand? Whereas Swarupam is absolutely changeless. What is Swarupam? That which is ever unchangeable, unchanging, changeless is Swarupam. An attribute. Very big difference. Gunaha. If I say he's tall, means what? Tallness is the attribute. Fatness is the attribute. These attributes will collapse when the objects having the attributes change. Whereas fire is hot, when you say heat is not the attribute. Okay? Intrinsic swarupam, nature. Understand? Heat is not an attribute of the fire. Heat is the swarupam of the fire. Right? It is unchangeable, unchanging. Like that, reality, this existence is not the attribute of the reality. Existence is the unchangeable, unchanging, everlasting nature of the reality. So in what form does reality obtain? In what form does reality obtain? If you go and search for it, Bhagavad Shastra says what? All Upanishads uniformly bang what? Reality, Bhagavan is in the form of existence of the universe. Bhagavan is in the form of existence of the universe. Reality in the form of existence of the universe. Existence of the universe. Which means the universe has no existence independently outside of the reality. See, water is in the form of existence of the ocean. Wood is in the form of existence of the furniture. Gold is in the form of existence of the ornament. Why is the existence of that? If you remove the gold, chain will lose its existence. If you remove the wood, furniture will lose its existence. If you remove the clay, pot will lose its existence. So, if you remove the water, ocean will lose its existence. Which means, ocean has no independent existence outside of the water. The furniture has no independent existence outside of the wood. Ornament has no existence independently outside of the gold. the same way, the absolutely the entirety of the universe, cosmos, including us body, mind, and complex, obtaining within the realm of time and space, including time and space, no existence at all independently outside of this awareness, pure consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is in the form of existence of the universe minus universe. Existence is pure existence. The pure existence is pure consciousness. The consciousness, you know, existence of the universe is what? Existence with form, name, and function called the universe, manifest existence. Understand? Existence minus universe is what? Pure existence. The pure existence is pure consciousness. So he says, Sattvameva me swarupam. Pure existence is my intrinsic, unchangeable nature. Natu dharmaha. It is not an attribute. Okay? Nabastvavat. Like the spaceness. Nabaha means, nabas means space, nabastvam means what? Okay, spaceness. Spaceness means what? All accommodative, all pervasive, have the status of being the space. The spaces cannot be attributed to any other object except space. Similarly, existence cannot be attributed to anything else. Absolutely, the meaning of the word noun existence is pure consciousness. So he says, Madanyasya Anyasya Mat Anyasya. Other than me, okay, sataha abhavat mat anyasya sataha abhavat. Okay, sataha abhavaha means what? There is no mat anyasya sataha abhavat. As there is absence of existence other than me. As there is absence of existence other than me, there is no existence at all other than me. Existence means consciousness. Okay? There's nothing in this world which is existence. There's no existence other than me. Mat anyasya sataha abhavat. As there is no, as this nothing which is of existence other than me. As there is nothing which is of existence other than me. Existence means only of me. Existence is the swarupam of me. Existence is of me, not of anything else. Existence is of me, not of anything else means what? There's no existence at all other than me. Nahi sat jatihi ishyate. Sat jatihi na ishyate means what? Jatihi means, okay? Jatihi means that which is born. Anything which is born. Birth is jatihi. Janma means birth. Jatihi also means birth. So, but here, jatihi also can be known. Okay, this belongs to this jati. This belongs to just this jati. Isn't it? In this whole universe, everything is now, can be classified. That's it. Classification is what now? This belongs to this jati. This belongs to this jati, manushya jati, vriksha jati. It belongs to some group, isn't it? Everything and anything in this universe can be classified. The entirety of the objective universe, okay, consists of things which can be classified. Things and beings which can be classified. Classified as what? As elements or as elementals, living beings, as non-living things, as mobile beings, Isn't it? Everything in this universe can be classified. Comes under the category of classification. For example, table. You can say what? Inert. Comes under the jati. Jati means a group. It comes under this given group, isn't it? It can be classified as what? An inert wooden product. Everything can be classified, named, labeled. What is this? This can be labeled. As what is this? What is this? This can be labeled. Anything and everything in this universe can be labeled, classified, pointed out as what it is. But here, you cannot, what now? This sat jatihi na ishyate, the pure existence, okay, does not come under, okay, classification of anything. It cannot be classified. Oh, this belongs to this. Why? Pure existence is the very truth, reality, lending existence to everything which is classified. Understand? Pure existence cannot be classified. Doesn't belong to, it is not an object which comes under the category of classification, which can be classified. Sajjatihina ishyate means this pure existence, which lends existence to everything, does not come under the classification of anything, because so existence is the truth obtaining in the form of existence of everything which can be classified. Elements, if you say, reality is in the form of existence of every element. Existence of space, existence of earth, existence of moon, existence of every object is what? Reality. Existence is, reality is the form of existence of all the elementals. Reality is the form of existence of all the living beings. Reality is the form of existence of all non-living things. Reality is the form of existence of mobile beings. Reality is in the form of existence of immobile beings. Reality is in the form of existence of all the functions. Reality is the form of existence of everything and everything which has the status of existence here. Okay? Therefore, everything in this universe can be classified. Comes under the category of something or the other. Everything can be categorized, classified as this. This belongs to this. But here, reality in the form of existence cannot be classified because it is the truth of everything and anything which can be classified. The whole world of things can be classified. And reality is the only existence of everything which can be classified. The reality of everything which can be classified cannot be classified. Remember what? Sat jatihi na ishyate madanyasya sataha abhavat. Don't go and search for the meaning of the word existence other than consciousness. Existence. I want to know what existence is. What is the meaning of the noun existence? We know existent things. Okay. With a noun existence, meaning if you want to go and search for it, there is no existence other than consciousness. Therefore, he says what? Madanyasya sataha abhavat. As there is no abhavaha means what? As there is absence of existence other than me. Means what? I am the only existence. I am the only existence. And who am I? I, the consciousness, am the only existence. Understand? And so conscious existence is not the changing quality, the attribute. Okay? But it is what? It is Swarupam. Is it clear now? What do we say? When you say mic is, mean what? Existent mic. What is existent means what? Adjective, qualification, is it? Attribute. No. It's the very Swarupam. Existent mic means the Swarupam of mic is existence. Table is means what? Table is existent. Existent table means Swarupam of the table is existence. So existent, the existence is not a qualification. Sorry, it's not an attribute. It is the Swarupam. But we mistake it to be attribute. Got it? Very subtle. I think morning class is better. Tomorrow early morning, 6:30 class is better. I like what I'm saying. I see what I'm saying also. I wish I can make you see what I'm saying. I really see it. Satyam. That's why I'm enjoying it. I see it exactly what I'm saying. Got it? Okay. Okay. Now if I give you some time. I check my time. Okay. Let us see this verse. Swarupameva me sattvam. Swarupameva me sattvam. Natu dharmo na bhastvavat. Natu dharmo na bhastvavat. Madanyasya sato bhavat.
Madanyasya sato bhavat.
Nahi sajjati rishyate.
Nahi sajjati rishyate.
Okay, we have a beautiful verse again. This is jnanam. We'll do tomorrow morning. Okay? Because if we finish everything tomorrow, we have nothing to do then. So let me do it tomorrow. But tomorrow also, I can explain it again. I like it. See, because, you know, if this one verse is understood, no more sunny Vedanta needed now. It is one verse is understood means, oh my God, you don't need any more study of Vedanta. Whole library of Vedanta, you know, they all serve their purpose. Once I went to London University, London Library, okay, in Central London Library. And there, one curator was there. I think he was from Pascal or somebody. I remember. And he was very happy to show me why I wanted to get a catalogue of Advaita books. Okay. And he said he wanted some Indian rich industries to fund for digitizing those books. Okay. They want to digitize, keep everything. And then he was very kind. That's the first time he allowed me. He took me with permission. He showed me inside the library. I think he's Italian. He showed me, I tell you, in London University, London Library, we have amazing books. Bhagavatam, Ramayanam. We have the verse and relevant picture. Beautiful artwork. And then they really preserved it very carefully. And then I got the long books, tiny books, rolled books, varieties of books. Amazing collections she showed me of all 18 Puranas, showed me of Mahabharatam, showed me of complete Sanskritam books. And she gave me the catalog. I tell you, the catalog, what she showed me on long, like this long, okay, so many cupboards full of books of catalogs only. Catalogs, okay. And I have to take one book I picked up of the many books, book shelf of catalogs. And if there I see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books on Vedanta, Aditya books. And I found so many books. And he said, okay, you choose whichever book you think we can get help for digitizing. We can. He wanted me something. Mm-hmm. I just sort of fainted actually seeing this number of books there. So many books, okay. What I want to say here, the time, the so many books. So many books, and all of them uniformly teach this. What I'm saying is one verse. One verse has become clear means the whole library has gone into your head. Isn't it? Very, very, very profound here. The last verse is very profound. Okay? One of the things I need to explain to you why existence is not an attribute, it is the nature, intrinsic nature. This I had to explain. Tomorrow morning I'll explain. So all right. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Satsat Guru Namaha Hari Om.